Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Baer is here. Jay has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years or so. He's the president and the founder of Convince and Converge, a New York Times bestselling author of something under a dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Including Hug Your Haters, including Utility, both of which we helped him launch on the show. And now we're here with another one, Talk Triggers. He's our good friend Jay Baer. Welcome back.
Jim, how are you? Thanks so much for having me back.
It's good to have you back. His popular Social Pros podcast, folks, is one of the best podcasts in the world. Recognized, he has the awards for that hanging on the wall. Hey, Jay, I was telling the audience before you got here about how I've been trying to help small business owners understand the power of social media with regard to how people talk about you. And I talked about the old thing about word of mouth. The definition of word of mouth is, if I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 someones. And I said with user-generated content, of which, by the way, you might not be surprised. When I speak to 100 small business owners, almost none of them know what UGC is. And when I tell them, I say, UGC is word of mouth on steroids. If I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't, I'll tell a million people. And so, but I was excited to see that you're still talking about word of mouth.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Jim. Word of mouth has been critical to every single business since the first caveman sold a rock to another caveman.
Og and Gog. I named him Og and Gog.
That's it. And it doesn't matter what business you're in. The best and fastest way to grow any business is for the customers to do that growing for you. Now, everybody listening probably has some sort of a business plan because you're listening to the Small Business Show with Jim. Advocate Show, but what you don't have, and you might have a marketing plan, right? You might have a social media plan. You might have a customer service plan. You might have a hiring plan. But nobody has a word-of-mouth plan, Jim. Mm-hmm. We just take it for granted. We just assume that customers will talk about us, but we don't actually have a strategy for it. But here's the crazy thing about that. The data show that word-of-mouth represents between 50 and 90% of all dollars. So at least half of your customers are coming to you because one of your current customers mentioned it.
Right.
And yet we have no strategy for that. We just take it for granted, which is a very strange set of circumstances and why I wrote the book with my good friend Daniel Lemon, because here's something that is so incredibly important for business, especially small business, but yet we don't actually spend any time thinking about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is the B2B twin of this is the referral. And which is another thing that is way underused by B2B salespeople. And I've never understood it. I mean, it's golden. Word of mouth and referrals, folks, is like money in the bank, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Now, the challenge, though, is this. I don't know everybody listening. I do know some of your listeners, and it's fantastic to be part of the Brain Trust and back on the show. But I do know this, Jim. Nobody listening, nobody, including you, have ever said these words. Let me tell you about this perfectly adequate experience I had last night. We just don't think right? So, things that are average, we don't talk about. That are interesting or different, we do talk about, because word of mouth requires you to tell a story, whether it's online or offline, and you want that story to be interesting and memorable. So, the strategy for word of mouth, in my estimation, is to have a talk trigger, to have something that you do in your business that is operationally different that customers will notice, remember, and tell stories about.
There's a restaurant.
All a talk trigger is word of mouth on purpose.
There's a restaurant that I know that was around for a long, long time, decades. And their stakes were okay. They weren't the best I ever had. But the first thing that happens when you sit down is they bring you fresh homemade rolls, which were amazing, and a cup of onion soup. Now, it wasn't even all that great a custard, onion soup, but they set it down there. You didn't order it. They just gave it to you. And every time I ever heard anybody talk about going to that restaurant, they never talked about the steaks. They always said, and the rolls of that onion soup, I can't believe it. it was a dumb thing. But, I mean, I didn't go there because I didn't like the steaks. But other people, you know, would love it because of the soup and the rolls.
That's exactly it. And that kind of consistent operational choice creates marketing advantages every single day. I did some proprietary research for this book, as I usually do, and one of the talk triggers that we investigated was DoubleTree Hotels. Now, you probably know this, Jim. I'm sure a lot of listeners do, too, that DoubleTree Hotels gives you a warm chocolate chip cookie when you check into the hotel. And they've been doing that every day for 30 years.
Yep.
30 years. They make 75,000 cookies a day. 75,000 cookies a day. Now, I thought, all right, well, that's I know people talk about it because I see it on Twitter and people have told me about it, but how many people talk about it? So I surveyed 1,001 DoubleTree customers and found, Jim, that 34% of them have proactively, without being asked, mentioned the cookie to somebody else in the prior 60 days.
Yeah.
So that's 25,000 people a day talking about the cookie. Now, let me ask you a parallel question. When's the last time you saw a DoubleTree by Hilton's advertisement?
Mm-hmm. You don't see it much.
The cookie is the advertisement.
That's right. The word of mouth program is
so intentional and successful. That's it. That's all they
have.
And
in your world, that's called earned media, isn't it? And that's the holy grail, isn't it?
Have you ever heard this saying? I love this one. It's not entirely true, but it's true enough. This saying that says advertising is a tax on the unremarkable.
Say that again. I love that.
Advertising is a tax on the unremarkable.
Yeah.
If you give somebody a cookie every day, you don't have to buy ads.
That's right. And see this, what you're talking about, small businesses have a special sauce that's their cookie. Unfortunately, they don't lead with that special sauce. And that's the thing that I'm – when we come back, can we do that? Can we talk about the talk trigger that you and I know have a small business special sauce?
You bet.
Hold on to that thought. Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, B-A-E-R is how you spell his last name. Talk Triggers, that's the new book. His co-author is Daniel Lemon. And Jay and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after the hour. Here's that mad dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.